morning. This is Paul Bogish, and welcome to Turkey Crossing. Thank you so much for tuning in and listening to another episode. I'm pretty excited today. I'm going to actually have two guest podcasters working for the Connecticut Department of Ed this week, doing the portfolio scoring for second-year teachers. One of the ladies that scores with me mentioned that she carpools with another teacher, and they have the most amazing discussions every day in the car, and I thought, wouldn't it be really neat to stick a recorder in and record one of those conversations? And I finally got up the courage after a week to ask them to do that, and they agreed. And so right now, the portion that I'm recording, they're going to listen to, and at the end of this, there's going to be a question, and they're going to give their answer, and that's going to be the podcast for today. So I'm kind of excited about it. So without further ado, here's the question. What is the most important lesson you have ever learned from your students? What is the most important lesson that you have ever learned from your students? All right, ladies, good luck. And please introduce yourselves with at least a name so that people can identify you going back and forth. All right, thanks. Bye-bye.
Good morning. My name is Lorette, and I teach in a junior high classroom in the city of Hartford. But as I'm thinking about the question, my experience teaching high school is what I will probably go back to in order to answer the question.
And I am a middle school teacher in a suburban town around this area. And, well, I've got to think about that one for a while. We learn so much from our kids every day. So I'm going to let Lorette go first so that I can do some thinking. I'm listening to what Lorette is learning from her students, and I think that's one of the reasons why I enjoy writing with her. We have such different experiences, and what I would get from my students is a lot. Where's the best place to buy something at the mall? Because you're coming from such a different place, being in an affluent town. And while I occasionally have students that are coming from backgrounds that are so difficult that I wonder how they can make it through a day, I can't imagine working with a room full of students as well. It doesn't. I commend her for that. I think we still have to be careful, even in affluent towns. We still have the students that have that background. And as you learn more and more about your students as the year goes on, you quickly find with some of them that, wow, there's a really good reason why they're not doing their homework or they're not taking their tests. And it's not like we can make the general assumption that their lives are all good just because they live in a good place here. But the experiences of driving with Lorette and sharing our little stories as we go on has been amazing, and I commend teachers who fight every day to try to have their kids learn something and to have an impact on their lives. And I think in so many ways we do, in ways we don't know and we never do know, and I think that's hard not to get that feedback that you're making a difference. And I'm sure that there are many students that Lorette has worked with through the years that she's touched, and something she's done in her class or the way she treated them has made a profound difference in their lives. But she won't know that, and I think that's one of the reasons why I commend her, because she loves her students. She loves working with her students, and even though she may not get the academic in that she wants, that's kind of the lessons of life that's more important, that how do you make it through when things are bad and still try to do what you're supposed to do in the classroom.
Well, thank you, Diane. I think that it's words like that which keep so many of us going back to the classroom every day. And I often say to my students that there is just as much crime out in Avon and Simsbury and whatever as there is in the city of Hartford. The only thing is we simply have larger numbers, so we probably are more shocked by the statistics. The other thing is I've tried to point out to the students that while the things that these kids see happen right in front of them out in the street, that a lot of the crime, which I find to be far more deadly, takes place in corporate offices and maybe out in the backyards of some of these posh communities. I say to the students, people can get stoned and fall down dead drunk in their backyards and nobody knows anything about it. Somebody scoops them up. Whereas what these kids see are the same behaviors, but they're taking place on the front steps or on the curb in front of their houses. But I worry because I don't think that young people today are interested in teaching, and I don't know what's going to happen to these kids. And one of the things I say to my kids is that they're driving everybody out. Pretty soon there won't be any teachers, and at that point they usually give a rousing cheer.
But I think they will come, because there's always people who want to make a difference. We were just talking about all the people that are running for city council and mayor in Hartford, and as I was saying to you, I don't understand how anyone would want to jump into such a fire, but they do. And I think you're always going to find people that want to make that difference and will go into inner city where they do. They may not last long. I think that's one of the things. I think you can just do that for so long. But I am optimistic that there always will be people who are willing to go in and make that difference. Because I think, I guess because I love teaching so much, I think that's why most people go into teaching even today.
Urban areas, basically, I think they do want to teach, and they get into the classroom and realize at the end of the day that there haven't been very many teaching moments. Now, I want to go back to supervisors at proficiency level and the CMTs and checking on. You just don't have the reports, which will put a smile on that person's face. It becomes very frustrating for the new person. And that's usually what they say. I got into this because I want to teach, and I am not teaching.
Thank you very much, ladies. And isn't it funny how just asking one simple little question could lead to so many other thoughts and so many other tangents? I think that's pretty cool. All right. Once again, thank you for listening to Turkey Crossing. This is Paul Bogish. And again, if you made it this far, please leave a comment. Thanks, everyone. Bye-bye.
All right. I decided to add in something a little extra at the end. Now, as I was posting this podcast and getting it up onto the net, I continued to think about what they were saying. And I realized, and if you've made it this far, you realize that they probably didn't stick to the question. And I decided to go with it anyway. And as I was typing up a little description on the Podomatic site, I realized that if you get this from any other kind of pod site or pod catcher other than Podomatic, you probably don't get the little thing that gets typed up with the podcast. And I'll tell you, I actually ended up learning a lot from this podcast. It took me a bit. And I learned, not a lot, but I learned something unexpected. What I learned from the response actually had nothing to do with their answer to the question. The question was, you know, what was the most important lesson you have ever learned from your students? And while they stayed on the question for the first minute or two, they quickly went off into another realm. And they made connection after connection until they were no longer on the original topic. And if a student did that, you'd take points off, right? That's what I would do for my kids. You know, wouldn't you? But I think now, the next time I get an off-topic response from a student, I'm going to pause, and I'm going to ask them how they got there. Their answer might be a lot deeper, meaningful, and important than the answer I was expecting. On a piece of paper during class, you know, in an in-class conversation, you don't get the entire stream of consciousness that led to the student's answer. You hear the last thought, which might not answer the question, but maybe they already answered the question, and moved on to the next more important logical thing that we just weren't expecting. So, thanks, ladies.